fear, a lot of issues of control. And then also things that I didn't fully understand at that time, right? As a 14-year-old that, you know, just trying to make sense of just being a confused adolescent in the world, you know, and hitting puberty and having all these hormones and these new, you know, sexual desire. And what does it mean to be a man? And, you know, and not having a lot of good role models around necessarily to teach me how to navigate some of these things. So, it's, you know, it's a combination of kind of all of these factors that we can get into some more, I think, that that kind of contributed to that disordered eating. But it was that point that I had to drop out of high school. I entered a residential program for, you know, eating disorder treatment, you know, and I got a lot of help. And I was very thankful to have really good supports, nutritionists, psychologists, art therapists, coaches, mentors, friends, family. And so from that point on, I kind of crawled myself out of that hole and really started to rebuild the relationship between my mind and my body, you know, trying to move.